Europe, and which is the plastic that is in the ocean. And it's just, yeah, you can sit over here. We don't realize because it's out of sight, and we don't want it to be out of your mind, okay? So August 3rd is a special showing here at the historic EL Theater. Oh, good, you brought some flyers and things and posters. And so Marina was telling me about this Plastic Ocean event, August 3rd, and I said, we've got to get some people signed up to see this. This is a special, special event. Tell us a little more about A Plastic Ocean, and welcome, Marina. It's good to see you.
Thank you. You as well. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Last time I saw you, you didn't have your baby.
No, I was a little bit, I looked a bit different, I think.
Congratulations. The baby was born right after Whale Day?
Yes, the Monday after Whale Day.
Mm-hmm. Whale Day did it. But you made it through Whale Day.
I did it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, now you'll always be able to remember. Oh, I remember that day in Whale Day.
Yeah.
And she'll be even maybe able to walk by next Whale Day.
Yeah, for sure. So A Plastic Ocean, I actually came across the trailer for this movie when I was doing some research for our film festival that we'll be hosting again in February. So last year we had our first annual World Whale Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking for films that would be appropriate for that, but we're looking for shorter films for that festival. So anyways, I came across A Plastic Ocean and I started looking at this information and watched the trailer. Did you get a chance to view the trailer?
No, I didn't.
Yet. No, well, I'll show it to you afterwards, but it's just a very powerful movie. Right away, you can see that. I mean, it's gotten numerous awards. It's been screening to audiences worldwide. And some of these facts in it are just astounding, even to somebody who's aware of, you know, kind of our disposable lifestyle and how much plastic we're using and how much of that is ending up in the ocean. And like you said, it's not just what we can see, because we've all heard of the garbage islands and we can see it on our beaches, but it's the microplastics that they're finding in the middle of the ocean where, you know, it looks completely pristine. But when they take samples from that part of the ocean, they're still finding an immense amount of microplastics.
Explain what a microplastic is.
So basically it's plastic broken down. So plastic never goes away. It breaks down into tiny microplastics.
Mm-hmm.
Microplastics comes from not only, you know, what you would think of as like a large piece of plastic, but it can also come from your clothing.
Really?
So when you're washing your clothing, small microplastics are coming off of the clothing, and then it's going into the soil, and then we're growing our food from that soil. So it's really all connected. So
I did not know that.
That's where it starts to get pretty scary.
Your clothes have that plastic in it, mm-hmm. and the wash then will wash that out, and the plastics then get into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first I've heard of that.
I know. It's very complex. So, I mean, and it's scary. But we think it's a really...
So they're in the middle of the ocean, even if you don't see a bottle or any big island of plastic,
mm-hmm.
they take samples and there's
it's
little
filled
micro...
with microplastics. So the ratio of plastics to plankton in the Mediterranean Sea is 1 to 2.
Not.
Very scary. So they talk a lot about the concept of throwing it away. So when we throw something in the garbage, we call it throwing it away.
Mm-hmm.
But the message of the film is that there is no away. That mm-hmm. doesn't go anywhere. You know, it doesn't break down. It doesn't disappear.
Mm.
So really raising the awareness of that. So they estimate that around 50% of the plastic that's created is used just once and thrown away.
Mostly water bottles?
A lot of water bottles,
yeah.
Yes. So what we want to focus on with showing this film is not only raising awareness, but also showing people what they can do to help.
Mm-hmm.
So a big part of that is thinking reusable, not disposable.
Mm-hmm.
So at the event, we'll have some display of, you know, good purchases, things like reusable water bottles, straws, things like that. We also will have a make your own body scrub station.
How do you make your own body scrub? Don't say plastics.
No.
Okay.
Well, the issue is that body scrubs that you buy from the drugstore
uh-huh.
are made with microplastics. So
not.
Those scrubs that you're scrubbing your face with, or toothpaste, you know how it has a little...
grainy parts?
The grainy parts in it, microplastics. So
no, I why would they do that?
I know, it's scary.
I did not know that. I mean, my toothpaste has microplastics in it. Oh, yeah. That's scary. So Tom's is okay, though, isn't it? I hope Tom's is okay.
I'm not sure. Okay. But anyways, we're going to have an esthetician there to help you make your own body scrub. So something fun to do with that.
Yeah.
We also have Monokai Swimwear joining us. And they're a couple of local girls that started a swimwear brand. And the fabric that they used is created using recycled fishnets.
Really?
Yeah. So, and it's beautiful swimwear, and their fabric is, the swimwear is very well made and really fashionable.
And it's locally done here on Maui?
It's a local company, yes.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's called Monokai.
Monokai Swimwear. And so,
Where do people find that? Do you know?
I think they have a shop in Lahaina. Uh-huh. But they'll be on site. They'll have some display of the products that they're using, how the fishnets are recycled and become these beautiful bathing suits, and also have some of their suits for sale. And then we'll have our research department, who have been working very hard on marine debris research over the past few years. They've just come out with a publication with their research findings, looking at marine debris in our waters around Maui and Hawaii, and how that's been affecting and coming into contact with cetaceans, so dolphins, whales in our water.
What are we seeing with the marine debris around Maui?
That would be a question for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're better to speak to that.
I know the Yale Theater. I mean, I go there a lot. Where are you going to put all these different people?
So you can actually remove rows of chairs in the theater.
Uh-huh.
So that's where we're going to put these booths.
And so, it'll be mm-hmm. after the movie?
Before the movie. So the doors open at 5 o'clock. And I also wanted to mention that because I think that some people who have to go to work every day hear 5 o'clock and that's a bit too early for them. But the movie doesn't actually start until 6 o'clock. So we're opening the doors at 5 so people can come in. They can learn a bit more about marine debris research, things you can do to help, visit mm-hmm. these booths. And then at 6 o'clock, the film will start. The film is about an hour and 40 minutes. And then after the film, it's optional to stay for a discussion on marine debris, and that will be hosted by experts on the issue.
Yeah, from the Pacific Whale Foundation?
A few different places. So we have one representative from our research team, and then we also have the executive director of Malama Maui Nui. We also have someone from NOAA, who's an expert on marine debris. He's actually Pacific Island Regional Coordinator of that program with NOAA. And then we also have a lady by the name of Marge, and she played a major role in both the plastic ban of 2011 as well as the recent styrofoam ban in Maui County.
So let's talk about the movie a little bit. Let's educate ourselves here. Now, I mean, we've all heard about this plastic mass. Where is the plastic mass located? Do we know?
I don't know. And that's a separate film. You know, there was a film, mm-hmm. I'm not sure what it was called, but it was specifically focusing on that plastic island.
Yeah.
So this film, they actually didn't start out looking to make a movie about plastics in the ocean. Mm. They were starting a documentary and filming research on blue whales. And while they were in the water, and you'll see it in the film, while they're in the water filming these whales, suddenly the camera kind of pans up to the surface, and it's just covered in garbage. And they're looking at it and trying to clean it up and saying, well, did this come from a boat? Did somebody dump this here? And then they're realizing, no, that's just, unfortunately, what the ocean is looking like these days. So they furthered their research, and that's how kind of the film came to happen.
Wow.
So they've turned this plastic oceans into a global campaign with national calls to action, and the campaign aims to raise awareness, funding, and social change by activating millions of people to rethink plastic use.
You know, it's a little disheartening when we hear that off the Mediterranean, there's equal particles of plastic to actual plankton, right?
1 to 2. So
1 to 2 is bad.
Yeah,
it's very not, bad.
It's, yeah.
It's bad. So, I mean, and the thing is that most people aren't even aware of this.
No. So another startling fact, more than 8 million tons of plastic is dumped into our oceans every year.
8 million tons.
That's just, it's hard to even comprehend.
I can't even comprehend how much that is. Now, I don't know if it was 60 Minutes or what, but I saw a story actually on some really wonderfully ahead-thinking people who are doing things to try to convert that plastic and recycle it into interesting items.
Yeah, and I'm very interested in that as well, because I've seen these companies. You know, we had someone at World Whale Day, Norton Point. They were making sunglasses out of recycled marine debris. There's a skateboard company.
I heard Bureau about them. Skateboards. That's supposed to be huge. That's when I think the story was on.
So I've seen a few of these businesses, and that's where I came to Monokai Swimwear, you know, because it's a local brand that's doing something with that, which is so inspiring. So those are the people that we want to highlight, and we don't want people to leave this film feeling hopeless.
No.
Because it can be depressing, really.
Well, it can be, because what's happening is that people have polluted our oceans, and when our oceans are polluted, the sea life is polluted, and when the sea life is polluted, we're polluted.
It's a circle for sure.
It is absolutely a circle, and people don't see it, so they don't know about it, you know. But this is where the informing comes in, because you know what? We are already ruining, we've already done a lot to ruin our air, you know, but some of that's come back. We've done a lot to ruin some of our waterways and rivers, right? We've done a lot to really even ruin some of the ground matter. That was before I knew about plastics in the ground.
Sorry.
it's like what? So here we are, and our planet is sacred. The Aina is sacred, and yet we're ruining it. You know, the oceans are sacred. And we say we love our whales and our dolphins and our fish, but have they done research to see what's happening when these fish and the whales and when the ocean mammals are getting so polluted by these plastics?
Yeah, so one of the main points is, you know, obviously that circle of, basically the microplastics getting into the fish and absorbing into their bloodstream and then us eating the fish. You know, and they're finding the microplastics in the dolphin who's eating the fish. So it's the same thing that's happening to the dolphin is likely happening to us, right? We're getting those chemicals into our body the same way that a dolphin would.
Wow.
So there's that. And then in the film, they show some of these birds that they're opening up. And it's really sad. So, I mean, they're filled with plastic.
Seriously.
So,
eating from the fish in the ocean.
From the fish or just from eating plastic in the ocean. Yeah. So I found a good quote on this that I think applies. It's, you might not care even if you know, but you can't care if you don't know. So
that is a good quote.
Yeah, because, I mean, I thought I knew. And and even for me, this film, it was very awakening. And it's changed the way that I look around my own home and the grocery store and, you know, what my daughter's drinking from and, I mean, everything. And it's really hard to avoid. So it's not a simple solution, you know, as much as we're trying to give some realistic ideas as to how people can change mainly their consumer habits to help this issue. It's not simple. It takes a lot of innovative thinking and participation on all levels, but whatever we can do to help, I think that...
It's been, what, 50 years of plastic, right? About 50 years? 50, 50,
I know that in the last 10 years, it's increased hugely. And I mean, yeah, you'll see it. I mean, you walk into the grocery store and I don't want to buy plastic, but there's really no other options.
Yeah, the containers and everything else, you know? But if you don't know that, I never knew plastics were in my clothes, and I never knew that when I wash my clothes, the plastics are going to go in the water, and the water's going to go on the ground, and it's like, whoa, that's... But, I mean, the thing is, there are a lot of people who are caring, and we always hope for solutions that, you know, as more people care, that more can be done. But that's why, if you just tuned in, I'm talking to Marina from the Pacific Whale Foundation. It's a Wednesday night, August 3rd.
Thursday.
Oh, I'm sorry, Thursday night, August 3rd, and it starts that the doors open. You do want to get there early if you can, 5, because that's when all the booths and interesting and informative people will be there, including a bathing suit company using fishing nets to make bathing suits. I mean, what a great idea that is. But you can find out about, there's so many people doing things to help, but you need to be informed and find out what you can do. I mean, have you, when you said you were in the market looking around, I mean, number one, I think more people are recycling their bottled water. I mean, I go down to the recycling, and it seems like people are doing more recycling. However, you know, I'll go walking up in a aisle here and I'll see a plastic bottle laying on the ground. Sometimes people throw something in the stream or leave something, you know. But I think people are doing a little better with recycling plastic bottles, aren't they, in Maui?
Really, just buy a metal, you know, a reusable stainless steel water bottle. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to go with that because, I mean, we need to drink water. It's good to be drinking water. It's very important for us, but reusable is the key here.
It's better than just buying it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because water bottles are a huge contributor to
the
issue.
They are.
And so, of course, one of the best ways to help is cleaning up the beach.
The Pacific Whale Foundation always does these beach cleanups, and it's scary what you do find and the amount of garbage. And, oh, God, it gets me. This is my pet peeve, people who leave their butts on the beach. And I know you had a campaign, I think it was called No Butts or something. Butts off the beach. That was a really important campaign. That was important because people don't realize what happens when you leave your cigarette butts. It's not your ashtray, folks. If you leave your cigarette butts in the water, it goes into the ocean.
Yeah. Pacific Whales Foundation has been studying marine debris since 2013, and their efforts have seen the removal and documentation of over 50,000 debris items to date. So we've been working on a grant on marine debris, so they'll be presenting some of those findings at this event as well. So any proceeds from the event will also go to help fund ongoing marine research, marine debris research and programs by the Pacific Whale Foundation.
Now, the best place to get tickets is online?
Online, and we need to sell 120 tickets to even break even. So when I talk about proceeds, this isn't a moneymaker for us.
Yeah.
We needed to pay for the licensing for the film, which went directly to Plastic Ocean, which helps for the cause, so that's great. But tickets are only $15, $20 at the door. We wanted to make it super affordable so we can, you know, hopefully sell out all 400 tickets would be amazing. So it's pacificwhale.org/plasticocean. And you can just pick up your tickets online or at the door.
You know, it'd be really great if you brought a group of people. And I think if you had a group of people, you'll be able to support each other in ways that you think you can do something to make a difference. Mm-hmm. Because basically it's going to change, you need to change your habits. I mean, you just need to change your way of thinking and change your habits, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people want to help, but they're just not sure how.
So
I hope that by
agree.
Attending this event, they leave with some valuable information and can make informed decisions to help with that. And we do actually have beach cleanup kits available at the event, because I know after I watched the film, I felt very compelled to do something. So
there's a lot of stuff right there on the beach is going right into the ocean.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And there's more than, it's chemicals from the butts, excuse me, of a cigarette. That's just not just plastic. It's mm-hmm. chemicals as well
mm-hmm.
that will go in and pollute the ocean and poison the ocean as well, right?
Yeah, and I mean, Hawaii's doing amazing as far in comparison to a lot of other places.
Yeah.
I mean, and with the plastic bag ban and the disposables, you know, so we hopefully can talk about that. I've invited someone from Maui County to be there to talk on that issue. Hopefully somebody can show up for that, because we want to see, you know, what's next. I know that strawless campaigns are a hot topic right now.
Tell us about that. What does that mean?
Just not using straws. Reusable straws, metal straws, or just not having a straw in your Mai Tai.
I hadn't thought about that. Why no straws?
Because they end up a lot in our ocean, and they're small, and they can easily affect marine mammals and
I never even thought of that. Mm-hmm. I never would have thought a straw would make a problem.
Uh-huh. So, we'll have some metal straws there for purchase and to display.
So every time you have a drink at a bar and there's a straw, there's a chance that straw is going to get...
Well, it's just one of those things that we can avoid easily.
Well, especially if you're out on a boat, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we don't offer straws on the cruises or anything like that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of other boats that do sunset cruises out there that do, right? Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that. I know that, I mean, I've talked to Greg quite often, Greg Coffin from the foundation. Pacific Whale Foundation's been around for about 35 years now, I think 36 years around there. But Greg started with a small few boats, and now a really wonderful fleet of eco-conscious vehicles, boats out there, created at the highest standards and really specifically done to try to keep from any damage to the environment, which I also applaud the Pacific Whale Foundation for that, because I know that's one of Greg's pet peeves.
For sure. And I mean, even we see the challenges with it, we don't want to use plastic on our boats, but what's the other option? So, I mean, there's not a lot of options, and often those options are more expensive. So there's a lot of challenges. And, like I said, it's not a straightforward solution. But I think that this event and the film itself really helps to, if your eyes aren't already open to the issue, to open them. And if they are, then to kind of give you some tools to move forward with taking action and feel like you can do your part.
The plastic mass out there is about the size, I heard it's about the size of Rhode Island. Is that correct?
I'm not really up to date on the plastic island. They don't really talk about it too much, but the point that they make is, I think that it was given a lot of attention, the plastic island, but it's not just an island, it's everywhere.
That's scary, because I thought it was contained. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize it had gone everywhere now. That it had really gotten to that point.
I mean, it's at the bottom of the ocean. It's in the stomachs of birds. It's in the stomachs of marine animals. It's everywhere.
And all because these plastics have broken down.
Well, I mean, some of it's still intact and some of it's broken down. But, I mean, the whole concept and the message is that it doesn't go away. When you throw something away, it isn't going anywhere. So let's try and reduce the amount of plastic we are throwing away. And if you're buying plastic, we'll at least try and reuse it a few times before it's getting thrown away.
There's ways to do that creatively. Mm-hmm. There are creative ways you can. I had someone here. Now I'm hoping it's okay. That she said you can actually water your plants if you fill up a plastic bottle that you do have and you put it upside down or put a few holes in the bottom of it. That it's like drip watering your plants. But now I'm wondering, I hope I'm not going to I hope the plastic won't hurt the plants. I mean, there's so much to consider with just what was a very great idea was plastics. And look what it has done to the oceans.
It's and I mean, you and I have a lot of questions, so I'm sure that many other people do, and I hope that the experts at this event will help to bring light to some of the questions that people have. I also wanted to focus on recycling there, so I'm going to have some information on recycling in Maui, what you can recycle, where it goes. I mean, I think there's a lot of questions around that as well, and I personally, you know, don't have all of the information that I need in my own